Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Echeverrin for a passed ball. Stanley moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McAuliffe covering, for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley, who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Echeverrin scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. George Corrin's now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bulfari moves to second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Echeverry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson pinch hits for George Korintz. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-0 in the game. McNally strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulthari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulthari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bulthari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Euler moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham juggles the ball. That's an error on Wickersham. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Echeverrin moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Etchy Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Johnny Padres now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bulfari strikes out. 1 out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Trusiewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Etchy Barron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stanley strikes out. 2 outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 4 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.